Good morning, everyone. Today is the 9th of May, Monday morning, 2022. I was born in 1953, and we're living in the year 2022. It's been a long time. It doesn't seem like a long time, but, you know, like the old saying goes, I'm not getting any younger. You can't reverse the hands of time. Well, we should be thankful for God's mercy and His grace that He's given to each one of His people. We should daily thank Him for His mercy and His grace. If we didn't have the mercy and grace of God, we would have no future to look forward to, other than doom and despair. There are a lot of doomsdayers out there, you know. There's a lot of doomsdayers. Let me tell you who's running the world. Let me tell you who's running the world. It isn't the Jesuits. It isn't the Roman Catholic Church. It isn't the Illuminati. It isn't the New World Order. God is running the world. Okay? And if you don't believe that God is running the world, who do you believe is running the world? The devil? Is God not sovereign over the devil? He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got you and me, brother, in His hands. He's got you and me, sister, in His hands. He's got the little baby in His hands. He's got the Illuminati in His hands. He's got the Jesuits in His hands. He's got the Roman Catholic Church in His hands. Just like clay, and He's molding it just the way He wants it. He's the potter. Roman Catholic Church isn't the potter. The Jesuits isn't the potter. Jesus Christ is the potter. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all men most miserable. 1 Corinthians 15:19. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. After you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. Jesus saith unto Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Whom having not seen, ye love, and whom though ye now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving into your faith even the salvation of your souls. We walk by faith, not by sight. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. It is I, be not afraid. Well, I just read to you Hebrews 11:1, 1 Corinthians 15:19, 1 Corinthians 2:8, 9, and 10, Ephesians 1:13 and 14, John 20:29, 1 Peter 1:8 and 9, 2 Corinthians 5:7, Hebrews 10:35, and John 6:20. I've just given you a whole plethora of scriptures as evidence that if you're a child of grace, we have great hope in the next world, not in this world. Our hope is not in anything on this earth. Our hope is in a future communion with Christ. You can know everything about history and have knowledge of the secular world that's unsurpassed. But if you don't have hope in Christ, you are of all men most miserable, I must say. God's grace and His mercy, His love, is showered down upon His elect children. You know, and so when we contemplate future, it is one with joy, unspeakable and full of glory. You know? Christ did not say it would be an easy road. He did not say there would be no suffering or pain, and He did not say we would not be scoffed at, ridiculed, and held in disdain. But Christ did say, I will never leave you or forsake you. He did say, come unto me and I will give you rest. He did say, underneath me are His everlasting arms. And He did say, I've loved you with an everlasting love. I'm thankful for the things Christ did say. You know, there's certain things that the child of grace believes. You know, if you're truly a child of grace, you will subscribe and embrace the Word of God. You will, at the very top of my website, LarryWPhillips.com, I have a statement. We believe in the doctrine of election and predestination. Okay. I'm not ashamed of the doctrine of grace. I'm not ashamed of predestination and election. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. The death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. The virgin birth of Christ. The Christ that works miracles. The Christ that we're looking for returning back again to this earth. The Christ who gave Himself on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary for His people. Well, I just wanted to encourage those who are down in the doldrums today. Think, you know, yes, we're living in end times, no question about it. That means we're just closer to our heavenly home. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Do you feel like traveling on? This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels will beckon me through heaven's open door. I don't feel at home in this world anymore. And all of the governments and the political systems throughout the world are just totally corrupt, most of them. Totally corrupt. But we're going to a city where there is no curse. There will be no night there. And God will wipe away all tears from our eyes. So let's keep our eyes focused on the heavenly city, not on this corrupt, cursed earth. May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless.